As you know, we are all about habits and adopting good habits on this podcast. And one of the best ways to figure out what habit we should be adopting is to look at people who have already successfully adopted habits to help them become high achievers. So in this episode, we will examine the habits of high achievers. Hey, Matthew Norrie here, the host of the Happy Habit Podcast. We talk health and well-being Mondays and Thursdays. And if you like what you hear, please consider subscribing. Okay, so the first habit of high achievers is they assess the moment. In other words, they question what they are doing at that point in time and whether it is contributing to their overall goal. If your objective is to pass an important exam, for example, in a week's time, and you are spending this moment watching TV because you can't bring yourself to study, then you are not going to get the outcome you want. By assessing your action in the moment, you bring an objective eye to what you are doing, which otherwise might not happen. This altering of your perspective can have the power of changing your actions for the better, but is only as effective as your commitment to your self-assessment. High achievers do this all the time, which is why they are always moving forward. Be grateful. It's a well-worn mantra, but it's a mantra because it works. Being thankful for what you have involves shifting focus intentionally away from what you don't have. When we are always worrying about what we are lacking, we maintain within ourselves a disquiet or a dis-ease. The brain recognizes this lack of ease as an opportunity to activate stress hormones. Yes, we are back to adrenaline and cortisol. Why is the brain so keen to instigate the release of these stress hormones, you ask? Well, because when we are stressed or anxious, prompted by thoughts of what we don't have, our brain thinks we are under threat in some way. So cue the release of the fight-flight hormones as a result of the fight-flight response, stress hormone production. Whereas when we force ourselves to acknowledge what we have, we distract the brain. The result is the dialing down of the stress hormones flowing through our system. Do this often enough and you set yourself up to be better prepared to deal with real-world stress rather than stress associated with negative thoughts we perpetuate. Pick your purpose for that day and eliminate distractions to help you. So you want to achieve at least one thing in a given day so that you are making progress. To help you get this done, it's crucial you eliminate distractions. Block off a period of time whereby you are not contactable at all by the outside world. It isn't able to distract you through email, notifications, buzzing every few minutes, phone calls, whatever. Remember, you only have a limited supply of attention per day. Use it wisely. If your focus is constantly being pulled away from your purpose for that day to other things like the phone ringing, answering emails, or people stopping by your desk for a chat, you will inevitably make little headway to getting your important task for that day done. So be brutal, be clinical, and cut everyone off for a defined period of time, so that you may maximize your productivity and achieve what you set out to achieve for that day. And most importantly of all, make no apology to others for prioritizing your progress. Do at least one thing today that your future self will thank you for. A lot of us spend our lives looking back and regretting what we did or did not do. But life is constantly moving forward. The universe doesn't care about yesterday, so why should you wallow in regret about the past? What you can do is use the past as a lesson. Take that lesson with you, but leave the regret and recriminations in the past where they belong. Apply the lesson to your behavior in the present, so as not to replicate the mistake. If you do this, your future self will directly benefit. Maintain a to-do list. Hardly rocket science, I know, but the simple act of keeping a list on a daily or weekly basis allows you to keep track of what you are doing, what you have achieved that day, and what you have yet to do in that week. It keeps you accountable in a very simple way. It also helps to motivate you, especially when you see the actions you have taken crossed off your list. High achievers also actively monitor their habits on an ongoing basis. This applies to habits which could be described as positive action habits and habits that detract from our progress. Remember, habits are something that are ingrained in our brain. How often have you found yourself mid-habit without even being consciously aware of how you got to that point? Habits are formed when neural pathways in the brain become deeply entrenched. This is an automatic response by the brain. It thinks it's helping you by making a behaviour a habit. This means you don't have to consciously think about performing that action. And you can dedicate your valuable conscious awareness to something else less ingrained. The brain uses up huge amounts of energy relative to its size, and the more energy the brain can save by creating habits, the better. This is a problem for us if we adopt a bad habit. It also makes it difficult when we choose to break that habit. To help us, we monitor our good and bad habits. We then lean into good habits and use them to replace bad or unproductive behaviour. But this can only come if we are aware of our habits in the first place from day to day. Another habit of high achievers is they confront their day head on. I've mentioned this before, so won't labour the point too much in this episode, but it's important to mention that high achievers are early risers. They are on the treadmill of their day before many people are even out of bed, and this gives them the advantage over others. In fact, the very knowledge that you are up before other people gives you a sense of motivation. It's like finding yourself at the front of a race. It feels good, it's exciting, and you sort of want to stay there as long as you possibly can. You have the lead and you want to hold on to it, so you work harder, and that involves getting up earlier so you can enjoy the head start. It's a no-brainer, really, as this getting ahead mindset then permeates your other behaviour throughout the day. And if you are getting up earlier than most people, it makes sense to, well, go to bed earlier than most, so as you are as rested as you can be to be productive the following day. And finally, never stop growing. Life is for learning, as we've said before. There is a world of knowledge out there. It's easier than ever to access because you don't even have to go to your local library. It's all available at the click of a button, so there is no excuse not to seek out knowledge so that we may expand our horizons and grow. Use every medium possible to allow yourself become the 2.0 version of yourself through acquired knowledge. The tomorrow you should be better read, more experienced, and more skilled than you are today. You can only achieve this if you adopt the desire to constantly learn, like all high achievers. Well, thank you for listening to this edition of the Happy Habit Podcast. Until next time, stay happy.